try to handle the sugya of the din lekicha and the din eged by dalad minim. The Mishnah says, with the dogish on the nekudas that the oilam was marir, many of the nekudas, a lot of the oilam was marir, will try to reduch the nekudas. The Mishnah says, enoigdin esalula vela b'minoi divi Reb Yehuda. Remeir emra filo b'chut b'meshicho, b'chut shal meshicho. Omer Reb Yemeir ma'iz b'an shirushalayim sh'oigdin esin luvei m'gimoniya shal zov. Omer loi b'minoi hoigdin esim l'amato. So the machlik is here between Yehuda and Remeir, whether or not it's mutter to be ma'agid the lulav with something other than a min of the lulav. Says Yehuda, ain't egdin es a lulav ala b'minoi, which the achrenim say is lav dafka minoi, doesn't have to be dafka a lulav, any one of the dalad minim, though the kapas norm is machadish, that you cannot use the eighths of an esrig, it's b'chal not considered minoi, the min is the pre, not the eighth. Hadassim and aravis you could use, but you tak would not be able to use as a kapas norm a eighth shell esrik. The Melech Shlomo is chirlik, he says, Taki, you could. But it's mavur that you need one of the dalad minim. Das is zichr according to Yehuda. And Remeir says, no, matnish tois, you could use whatever you want. You could even use chut shell meshicho. And that, with that, you could be ma'agir lulav. In vaz geit ha-machlekes, what's the nekudas ha-machlekes? Mavur in the Gemara, mavur more on daf lamed aleph earlier. But even here it says, my time with Yehuda. Chasav ar lulav tzarech eged, v'imai simin ar-chino, and Rashi says, "Vayir mishum bal teisef." The nekudas of machlekes is lulav tzarecheged, lulav ein tzarecheged. That's the first taro. So Eibel Zay, why isn't that the machlekes in the Mishnah? The fear of Yehuda, lulav tzarecheged. The fear of Meir, lulav ein tzarecheged. The chur, that's an ikur nekudas of machlekes. Why are they arguing about whether or not it's dafk b'minoi? That's just the terloda of the ikur nekuda. As they frekta achrenim, we should argue whether or not lulav tzarecheged, lulav ein tzarecheged. The second horror is that noniach da lulav is tzarech eged meichet heisi, you should be over on bal teisif if you bring a different min. The chi of the Torah tells you you have to take dalan minim, and the Torah tells you you have to be ma'agid them. Who told you that you have to be ma'agid at dafka b'mino? You're right, you have to be ma'agid it. It's a chilek of the mitzvah. You also have to sit in a sukkah on sukkahs. There's other mitzvahs that you have to do. They all have to be, it has to be with an eged, it has to be that. So we saw that, right, it is such a shita that you have to, they have to be dafka dalad minim. But what shaykhis does the eged have, be'etzem to the ikr din of dalad minim, that it has to be miminoi? There's a din dalad minim, and there's a din to be ma'agedim. The third R is that noniach, that there is a problem of bal teisif if you use a different min, but l'chor you're taking it shalei kederach gidei lasai. When you're being ma'aged the lulav, it's not up and down, it's not vertical, it's horizontal. And l'chora eba zeh, you can't be yoy to the mitzvah. Somebody that takes the dalad minim shalei kederach gidei lasai is not yoy to the mitzvah. If you're not yoy to the mitzvah, it's not shaykh to be over on bal teisif. Eba zeh, l'chora, if you don't have the tnoim of the mitzvah, then it's not shaykh the isur bal teisif. So the eged, which is horizontal and not vertical, l'chora there should be shalei kederach gidei lasai, l'chora you shouldn't be able to be over on bal teisif. Probably the first two ha'aras that we asked, the lechor, why didn't they just argue with lulav tzarecheged, lulav ein tzarecheged, and bechlal, meichat eisi, that there's a problem bal teisif, better we could say, chodim utaretz es b'chavertzah. And if you look at the kavis tomorrow, it's lechor, mevur metech dvarav, that's really what he's saying. He says that the reason why they didn't argue with lulav tzarecheged, lulav ein tzarecheged, is because if that would be the case, you could have said that hagam she lulav tzarecheged, but it's not a chilek of the mitzvah that it should pass a chesaron of bal teisif if you're going to take a different mitzvah. Lulav tzarech eged, the Torah told you, you have to be ma'agedin. What are you allowed to use to be ma'agedin? Even a rubber band. Why not? Comes along, the Mishnah tells you, no. A chelik of lulav tzarech eged is that it has to be dafke b'minoi. And Mamela, that's why from the machlekes that they have in the Mishnah, I see both dinim. Not just that lulav tzarech eged, but also that I ma'agedin b'mina achrina aveli chamisha minim and the fear of Yehuda yoyver mishum bal teisif. Not only that, the Kapas Tamarim is Moisif, he says, it's also a Chiddush in Remeir. In Remeir, I would have said, if you would learn the Machlekes is Lulav Tzarecheged, Lulav Ein Tzarecheged, from Tais Lefir Remeir, Lulav Ein Tzarecheged. The Mashmois would be that there's no mitzvah b'chal to be ma'agedit. And that's not true. The halacha is that even Lefir Remeir, there is a mitzvah lechatchila, like the Gemara says in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that we learned it out of Zekei Levan Veyu, that there is a din to be ma'agedit lechatchila, And Mamela, that's why it says in the Mishnah, Remeir Oimer Afilu Bechut Shel Mashicha, you could even be Ma'agad Bechut Shel Mashicha. What do you mean? You don't even need an Eged Bechlal. No, even according to Remeir, there is a Din Lechatchila of Eged. So that's why the Mishnah didn't say the Machlekes of Lul Tzarech Eged, Lul Vein Tzarech Eged, because we wouldn't have known these two dinim, we wouldn't have known the fear of Yehuda that it has to be Dafke Minoi, and we wouldn't have known the fear of Meir that there's a Din Lechatchila to be Ma'agad. But it's only a half a Tarek. You're right, in a Hanami, now that the Mishnah says that there's a din of, it has to be Dafke V'minoi, I know that Lulav Tzarech Eged has to be Dafke V'minoi, the Shal is for us. Where do we learn that from? Minolei Ho, how do you know Bechlal that it has to be Dafke V'minoi? Where do we see that? L'chari should be able to use anything which should be Ma'agad. Where do you see that it's a chilek of the mitzvah? L'chari the pshat is, because where do we darshan it out from? The Gemara says in Zafir Alef Amid Beis, where does Zafir Alef Amid Beis, Zafir Amid Alef Amid Alef. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, where does Rabbi Yehuda learn out the Lul of Tzarech again? My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Yalef Lekicha Lekicha Me'aguda Seizev. Ksiv Hosam Lekachte Me'aguda Seizev. Ksiv Hocham Lekachte Lekam Yemirishin. Mal Alam Ba'aguda, Afka Nami Ba'aguda. Nichlal and Din Lekicha Lekachte Me'gzir Shov of Lekachte means that has to be Lekicha of Aguda. That means it's a chelik of the mitzvah. A chelik of the mitzvah is that there should be an aguda. Now, first of all, that tells me samazay is just not supposed to be some of the Eilam Masters. Meichat they see that you have to be ma'agid, you have to surround it with a rubber band or with anything. How do you have to surround it with minay? Why can't you just stick it together with Elmer's glue? Stick it together with silicone, something else. If we learn it out that it has to be together from agudas ezay, which is all one branch, so then the chur also over here. The nikud is it has to be together like an agudas ezay. Stick it together, and even if it has to be minay, you could use honey, dvash. Right? Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash, Dvash is Dvash tomorrow. L'chura, you could say that's Minoi. According to the Agav, according to the Kabbalah tomorrow, that we said before, L'chura, it's not considered Minoi. Ish Lain. But the Me'echat Eis, you have to be Ma'agad Dafka with something surrounding it. The answer is because that's Lakach the Maguda says there. The din is to make an Aguda. An Aguda means that it's a bundle. A bundle is a group, like the Gemara says later on, K'moy Aguda Shal Yerek, that you have a bunch of Yerokah, it's a bunch of vegetables, and you tie them together. So to over here, you tie it together, that makes it a guza, that makes it a bundle. It's not enough to just stick it together. But licked in the v'lakachtem is that there's a din, aside from l'kachtem l'chem v'yem v'rishin p'yitzah l'kabes marman v'yitzah v'yitzah, which the Torah tells you that there's a chiv to take al yidid l'kicha dalet minim, the Torah is also telling you that the l'kicha has to be a l'kicha of an aguda. You have to take the l'kicha, not just tam to take them. You have to take them in the oifen of an aguda. Kumtois, that the same v'lakachtem that tells me daf gadale tells me that it has to be an aguda. So it's, how do I reconcile this stira l'chora mitzad echad erini aguda mitzad sheni only dalad minim? V'aisois dafka v'lakachtem tells me dafka alakicha of dalad minim meugadim. Aye, how do you have it that it should be meugadim? L'chora, that's a fifth min. V'aisois that even the igud has to be a chelik of the dalad minim. It also has to be one of the dalad minim. That's learned out. That's the din l'kicha. The din l'kicha is mechadish that you need dafka. The igud should be a chelik of the dalan minim. L'fi this, it makes sense why you're going to be over mishum bal tosif, even though it's shalei kederech gedei lasai. If a chelik of the mitzvah l'kicha is to be ma'agadit, that means that your mitzvah is take four kederech gedei lasai and take another one shalei kederech gedei lasai. Because that's a chilek of the din l'kicha. Your mitzvah is to take a shleik a derech yidei lasai. The only reason why you need to take a derech yidei lasai is because that's how you're being mekayim your mitzvah of dalad minim. But the chilek ha'eger of your dalad minim, that chilek of the mitzvah is dafka shleik a derech yidei lasai. Because that's nichlal in the l'kicha. The Torah is telling you take four a derech yidei lasai and be mitzav of it with something else. So behechrich, it's always going to be shleik a derech yidei lasai. If you have it in igud and the igud is a chilek of the mitzvah, the chelik of the igur is always going to be shleik ederi delasai. The truth is, it's not my chiddush. Tosfos says in Lavia. Tosfos says this. I apologize to the Olim for what weren't here last month. But Laman Alpha and Beis, Tosfos says, V'yesh loyim edeloi dam, dikis sheyegdoi shaloi b'minoi, ein loy lichoshev kimoise, mishum dein zek ederi delasai. U'mini shebelula v'ini ederi delasai. According to the Chachomim, that hold lulav ain't tzarech eged, not a chiluk of the mitzvah, then you can't be everyone about tesis because it's like a darkei de lasai.
אבל רב יהודה דבוי יגד יש לו לי חושב כי מייסי באגודסאי דכל אגודה שלך ידרך ידי לסאי. Every agudah, according to Yehuda, that holds that the egged is a chilek of the mitzvah, that means that the Torah is telling you behechrich to be ma'agedit shalei kederach yidei lasai. Memela, you're going to be over because that's a chilek of the mitzvah. In other words, the din balteisav is like we said before, and balteisav is only when you could be yotzei the mitzvah, that's when you could be over on balteisav. So we ask, the egged is not vertical, it's horizontal. Shalei kederach yidei lasai, how could it be over on balteisav? Torah says, because the eagle, according to Yehuda, is always shalik adarach de lasai. And the Torah told you have to take it. So the Torah told you you have to take dalin mini mi'ugadim, that's a chelik of the mitzvah, and the Torah told you that since it's mi'ugadim, it's mele shalik adarach de lasai. And that's the way they're going to be over. But kimuvan, that's only when it's geder. That's when only when it's a chilek of the mitzvah. If it's not a chilek of the mitzvah, then in a chanam you're not going to be over. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda's tanya was back in the Mishnah. Amru lai b'mino yo egdenis em lamata. Remeir brought a raya from Anshe Yerushalayim she egdenis l'luvei megimoyne yeshal zov. So we see that you could be ma'agid it with something with shalei geder with shalei b'mino. Says Rabbi Yehuda or Amru lai that no b'mino yo egdenis em lamata. Rashi says. Here it's more mefurish and Rashi later on in the Gemara. Nimtza eged ha'elyon l'noyi ba'alma v'loyi lehechshir mitzvah. Lefikach inu teisefes laver al balteisif. Anything which is not for the hechshir mitzvah, you're not going to be over on balteisif. It's only l'noyi ba'alma. So lo'i lames, why does it have to be dafka? The mashmois is, Rashi here, Rashi in the Mishnah says the same thing. L'shem mitzvah eged, v'ze l'noyi ba'alma. And let's say it's not l'noyi ba'alma. I didn't think of it for noy. Tzaka doesn't look nice. But it's not for the Hechsher Mitzvah. I was already ma'agedit with minoy. And then I used the rubber band. Why? It's tighter. It's geshmak. It's not, for whatever reason. Not l'noi ba'alma. Is that going to be a problem about Tosfos? Do you need dafka that it should be l'noi ba'alma? So Sar B'Chiv Eged Mishnayis wants to say something very interesting. He said, Nira li, pshat, why it has to be dafka l'noi ba'alma? Is ki'ilu, as if you're machaber lehedya that you don't want to be yotze. The same way that l'fi the manda amar mitzvahs, even if you hold, mitzvah is ain't in Srichas Kavana, but if you're Mechavan Lehedyo, that you don't want to be Yetze, you're not going to be Yetze. So too over here, if you're Mechavan Lehnoi, it's Kilo Mechavan Lehedyo, that you don't want it to be a Chelik of the Mitzvah. Even if for Baal Tosef, if you don't have to be Mechavan, that you want it to be Dafka Mitzvah. But when you're Mechavan Lehnoi, it's Mechavan Lehedyo, that you don't want it to be a Chelik of the Mitzvah. Remember, you're not going to be over on Baal Tosef. L'chor is going to come out from here, two Chedushim. First of all, if I like to. The way that it looks when I put a few roses together with my lulavim hadassim and aravos. It looks beautiful. I'm agit it all together. I think it looks, I work in a flower shop and that's what looks nice to me. So l'chur, if I'm doing it, mamash l'noi ba'almo, l'chur, according to that, it shouldn't be a problem. It's not another mitzvah, it's not a chilek of the mitzvah. It's lehen, not a chilek of the mitzvah. It just looks nice, like a bouquet of flowers. I don't want it to be a chilek of the mitzvah. L'chur, according to this, l'chur, it shouldn't be a problem. It's lehen, not for that. We'll see exactly the tsunami when he came to halacha, when you have to mechav and not, when yes, it comes up very much to halacha that in a chanami, if a person only has three minim, he has to mechav and shloi, lotis, or else he's over on Baal Tigra. We'll see exactly when it is. Do you have to be, l'chur, if you only did it in a neba alma, according to this, in a chanami, it shouldn't be a problem about tesis.
Neba alma means enhanced, no? Nothing that is soft, it's soft.
What do you mean? It's enhanced, enhanced like udder. Now you have a bouquet. It looks so nice. You have it. It's not just, they put in baby breath to give the, to fill up the thing and to. So you put in a few flowers. It doesn't look so much nicer when you have a little bit of red there. Green, entire thing.
That's to be a chavah.
What?
That's to be a chavah.
In a chanami, it's only a nai ba'alma. I don't want to be yaitzen. It enhances my mitzvah.
You can't hold around with such a gold making a nicer.
Wait, doesn't make the eagle look nicer?
Is there maris iron b'bal teisef?
Is there maris iron b'bal teisef? That's a good question. The maritime well tasted. Yimonia Shalzov, Lakhari over here wasn't bar. Shall why wasn't it a problem? According to Rabbi Yehuda, they weren't able to tell. Maritime. Not if everybody knows also. If it's war, then it's not. Wouldn't be maritime. Another R is that we're going to see when it comes to halacha, there's a big shayla. How do you take the lulav over Lasi Yasai? Because if it's you're supposed to make a bracha always over Lasi Yasai, if the lulav is in its on the table, then lechura it's over the over. It's not even in your hand b'chol. So you have to pick it up. The Gemara says mida'ag be'nafak be. As soon as you pick it up, you're etzei. Mameila, how can you make the bracha over la'asiyasai? As soon as you pick it up, you're etzei. As they affect the rishonim. So rishonim give kama v'kama terutzim. So Tosfos on daf lamed tes. And one of the terutzim is that you're mechaven lehedya that you shouldn't be etzei. I don't want to be yaitzah until after the bracha. And even if you demand the Omar, then mitzvah in its kavana. If you have kavana lehedi, you don't want to be yaitzah, in a chanami, then it works. We're going to see when it comes to the documentation points out, that's a machlekes rishonim. The shittas ha'ra'ah, possibly the Rashba, it's a shaylah, the Rashba or not. They hold that even if you're oimid v'tzoyveach, if you hold mitzvah in its kavana, kach gozra kazesh baruchu, that you're yaitzah. Memela doesn't help you that you're screaming you don't want to be yaitzah. Memela. It doesn't help. Even Fakir Tadas doesn't help. Lefi that, Lechera, also Lenoi wouldn't help. According to Rekive Eger, this Chiddush is, we could have said without Rekive Eger that it's not Das Fakir. It's just, since you don't want it to be, it's Lenoi Ba'alma, it's not being used as a Chelik of the Mitzvah, the Seder. Rekive Eger saying, no, it's Dafka because you have, Dafka because your Kavone is that I want a Lenoi. Memela, Lefi the Shitas that hold that Fakir Tadas doesn't work, then in the Chanami, Lechera over here, it's also not going to work, which Lechera would be a Chiddush. According to this, in this Yisrael. It's like they say, we should wait for brachas. The famous Tanai Rav Kiva Eger, if you want to be Yetzir, if somebody's going to daven by the second minion, the minion that's going to get the second man Kriya Shema, but he wants to be Yetzir the first man Kriya Shema, so he says Shema earlier, and he says, if I want to be Yetzir now, if I'm not going to be Yetzir later, I want to be Yetzir now. If I can't be Yetzir later, if I can't be, if I could be Yetzir later, I don't want to be Yetzir now, I'd rather be Yetzir later with the brachas. Says the Ani Gantif that it doesn't work. You can't be Makabal O Mach Shemaim Al Tanai. Either you were Makabal O Shemaim or you weren't. What did you do? If you're Makabal O Shemaim, you said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shemaim Yisrael Hashem Gil Shemachor, Makabal O Shemaim. So you really weren't Makabal? That's a mitzvah. You already Makabal the mitzvah. It doesn't pass to have Kavana Fakir in such a case. That's bad to Mudatani. You did the Maisa mitzvah. Kokam, you did the Maisa mitzvah. Matish says, if you hold mitzvah in Zichel Kavana, you did it. It's helfnish. That's in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that holds Lulav Tzarech Eged. If you hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that even so there is a mitzvah lechatchila to be ma'agrit. The Gemara says in Dafir Alfa Mirbeis, Rabbanan lekicha lekicha lo yalfinon, so frek the Gemara, Elo, Keman Azal HaTasani Lulav mitzvah lo'agdoi, vim lo'agdoi kosher, lechatchila there's a mitzvah to be magid lululuv. V'diavet, if you're magid, it's kosher. Fek gemar v'manoshach. Ir b'yehuda ki le'ogdei my kosher. If you're b'yehuda, if you're b'diavet, it's not good. Ir rabbanon, am I mitzvah? According to rabbanon, lechor is no din. Mitzvah ain't zarech, lululuv ain't zarech egen. And for the gemara, lo'ilam rabbanon hiu, mishum shenemar, zakei levan ve'u, isnoi lefano b'mitzvah. There is a din lechatchila to be magid lululuv, al zakei levan ve'u. But Kumtai said it's only a din of Zeki Levanveu. It's not a din be'etzem, it's not a chilek of the mitzvah. What's a nafkamina? L'chur, there's going to be a great nafkamina la'alacha. Gemara says, Amar Rava, afilu b'siv, afilu b'ikra d'diklo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to be ma'agadit, even b'siv, ivy, or something goes around the bottom of the tree. B'ikra d'diklo, or the trunk of the tree, a piece of wood, the bark, it seems like from Rashi, ikra d'diklo. Says Rashi, earlier on Daflam and Aleph, the Gemara wants to devise that Rabbi Yehuda that holds Luv Tzarech Eged is not because of Hidr Mitzvah. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that which Luv Tzarech Eged is not because Rabbi Yehuda holds you need Hidr Mitzvah. Because he holds my time, Allah Mishum Deboi Hodr, that which he holds Igud, is that not because he needs Hodr? Loi, Doma Rava, Afilu B'Siv, Afilu B'Dikr D'Diklo. It can't be because of Hodr, because Rava said, Afilu B'Siv, Afilu B'Dikr D'Diklo. Rashi says, "Afilu beikra de diklo min aklipo." You're allowed to use the bark of the tree. Va'afo pisha ein mareim doim lemar haluluv. Even though the color of the bark is not the same color as the luluv, ubavachi meritamin. The time of the Yehuda la mishum hadarhu. That which Yehuda says that it's you have to be magid b'minoi is not because of hadar. Had it been because of hadar, it would be possible to use siv and ikra de diklo. But now that it's not because of hadar, you're allowed to use siv ikra de diklo. What's the problem? Why is it not hadar? Rashi says she'in marim doim lemar haluluv. Lechura, what he means is the Gemara says in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that if you have berries on your hadas, then it depends on what color the berries are. If the berries are green, then it's not a problem of manumer. If the berries are red, then it is a problem of manumer. Or black, it's a problem. Says Rashi, why? Manumer puzzle, the law of Adarhu. Sha'areha anovim shechareis, v'ala olin yirukim. The anovim are shechareis, and the olin are yirukim, so it looks manumer. As opposed to when it's green, then it's mini dahadasu. Shemarein shoveloi ve'inanir manumer. When it's the same color, it's kuknishtais manumer, it doesn't look manumer. It's not a chasar and another. But if it's a different color, then it looks manumer, it's a problem. So Rashi says over here, Ein Mareim Doime, Rashi Kinnira understands it's the same, similar to the Anovim, the klipa, the bark of the tree, is not Doime to the lulav of Hadas and Arova, the male is the Chasar and Hadar, and had the time of Yehuda bin Mishum Hadar, then Lachur, you wouldn't be able to be Mahag with that. Kumtais Lachur, Lafidis, it would come out that according to Rabbi Meir, and in Hanami, you wouldn't be able to use Sivvik or the Diklam. If you hold that the reason why there's a mitzvah to be Mahag in it, but the whole mitzvah is only al Zeke Levan Veyu, the Chur is a Chasar and Hadar. It's not Zeke Levan Veyu. Unless we're Mechalik between Hadar and Zeke Levan Veyu, which possibly you could be. There are dinim that we're Mechalik. The Chur of the Pashtim would say that. The fee this, it's Maturit. First of all, it comes out of Chiddush La'alacha. According to this, it would come out of Chiddush La'alacha, that Lididan, the Kamerlan Kiramir, the Lulavain Tzarech again, you would not be able to use Sevek or the Dikla. There will be mature, it's also the Achranim's Kasha. In fact, the Achranim, Omar Rava, Filo B'Siva, Filo B'Kur D'Diklo. You're allowed to be Magadi even with Siv, B'Kur D'Diklo. Who's that going like? Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi, what's Rava coming to be Mechadish? We don't go like Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rava say this Din Bechlal in the Gemara if we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda? The Torah says, no, he's coming to Mechadish to fear a mayor. Dafka the fear of Yehuda, you're allowed to use the Siv, B'Kur D'Diklo. And the reason is, my time to be Yehuda, the Lulav Tzarech Egev, not because of Hadar, like Rashi says. Loi boy Hadar, Rashi speaks out. But if you need Hadar, Lididan, the Pasuk like your mayor, and a Chanami, you wouldn't be able to use Siv, Vik, or the Diklam.
Isn't the Zekeli Vavel to be Kayim and Egev?
It
could be worse. The Zekeli Vavel is only to be Kayim the Egev. Why is this more of a beautiful Lulav that I have this wrapping around?
Why
is it? Because we find Ephesah Rabbi Yehuda that's much of an Egev, isn't that what Zekeli Vavel is about?
It's only because Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzarech Eged, therefore Remeir holds Zekeli Levan Veyu is coming to Tzedek, even though he's chiluk on Etzem Din. He's chiluk, there's no such thing, he doesn't have Gzeir Hashem that tells him such a thing. But since there is a Shita that holds that way,
why else does Zekeli Levan Veyu do anything? Why Eged? Where did he pluck it out?
Kinnira, when they're all together, as opposed to just being in a watchmokal, and in each one, Nifnei Atzmai, that's more Mugin. We find even by a lulav, if the leaves are branching out, there isn't needing to be ma'agadit that should be together. Everything should be together. Exactly what defines Zeke Levan Veyu and Echanami? That's a good shayla. How do we draw the line? That's what the Gemara says. We can't be ma'agadit because there's a special drasha.
What?
No, the Gemara says that you're supposed to take three in one hand and one not together. Shouldn't be. What's that? Then you should use? Lulav? For sure? Absolutely.
Glue, he says.
But glue? No, maybe that doesn't have it in Eged. The Hisnor, the fundamental is when you be Ma'agid. Lav Dafka is considered.
Is it Eged or is it attached?
No. Is it. If you can't tell that it's attached, it just happens to be that you're holding them in the same hand together, but they're not wrapped up together, maybe that's not considered. That's not the Nekudas Eged. It's a shalom the Gemara, Betzim. It's not the fun of the mitzvah, it's lulav no, as the Gemara says. Sukkah no, lulav no, sittas no. Mehechet eitz, that's nichlal in the no. Or, just one more nekuda, this yesh lehoisif, that this chumrah which comes out in Yehuda, that lulav has to be, the eged has to be dafka from dalat minim, because it's a chelik of the mitzvah. It's be'etzem, it's a chumra mitzad adin eged, but it's a kula mitzad adin chatzitza. Mitzad sheni, mitzad chatzitza, it's a kula. Rabba said, he told the people in the Reish Geluso, not to be ma'agid the lulav entirely, leave room for your hand. Why? Because if you don't leave room for the hand, then there's going to be a chatzitza. Why? Only because of lulav ein tzarech eged. If you hold lulav ein tzarech eged, so mamel of eged is not a chilek of the mitzvah, it's not a chilek of the mitzvah, then you have a chatzitza. Mashenkin, if you hold the fear of Yehuda, Lulav is Tzarech Eged. The Eged is also a chilek of the mitzvah. There's no problem to hold the Eged. There's no din be'etzem to hold the Lulav. You don't have to hold the Lulav. But you have to be able to, there should be nothing else which is not a chilek of the mitzvah in between the different meaning. And the mela kol kama that lulav ain't tzarich eged, then the eged is not a chilek of the mitzvah. It's masik. Mashen kiniv lulav tzarich eged. Even if you're not touching the lulav, you could be touching the hadas and the rav. It's just the eged. You could be. You don't have to be touching the lulav b'chlal. Anything which is a chilek of the mitzvah is not a problem. You're taking the mitzvah. The mela. That's what the gemara says later on. If the hadasim fall off, if the leaves of the hadasim fall off, it becomes not a chilek of the mitzvah. The mela is masik between the minim. The mela is gonna be chasid. Unless you hold min b'mina, you're chasid. Now, this din chatzitza, that's really going to get to a little tzarech again. Now, this din chatzitza that we're saying, that if it's not a chilek of the mitzvah, it's chaytzit, at least according to Rabbah, the shaila is, where does it come from? Where's the makor, frekta oilam, where does it come from, such a din chatzitza? We find chatzitza by tvila, we found chatzitza. When I tilt sedan, we find the din chatzitza, by kach, we find. It's a drasha. But where do we find that there's a din chatzitza by lulav? Betzem that we saw the Ran says, in a chanami, loshen mushulhu. In the Chanami, it's taken out a din chatzitza. But in Tezus Mavur, that it is a din chatzitza. Rashi could be medayik also. Rashi seems to say, "Deloy nahavi chatzitza bein yazo ishano ve'in zulekicho." The Lashon of Rashi is ve'in zulekicho. It's mashma that the nekud is not really a chatzitza. That's not a lekicho. Lashon mushalu. But Tezus says lahedya. Why didn't we say when Rava said ve'in lekicho tam avaleka? Why didn't we say the reason that's chatzitza? What do you mean? Even chatzitza doesn't really mean chatzitza. Can you hear Tez understood that there's a din chatzitza, din l'kichatama? The shaila is, where did Tez get this din chatzitza from? Where do we find in the Torah that the din chatzitza by lulav? L'chor the word is, because it says v'lakachtem. And kokama that you have something else, then it's not considered l'kicho, because it's never being chaytzit. So then we're back shmeres. What's the difference between the two l'kachtem? One time he says chatzitza, one time he says l'kichatama, but they both learned out of chatzitza and l'kachtem. So what's the chilek between the two? He should have said by both of them, l'mina l'kachtem. What's the difference between one he says chatzitza and one he says l'kachtem? So the truth is that it's mevurin tesis, that there's two different dinim here. That which he said, that there's a problem of chatzitza, is that which he said, b'ina l'kichatama v'leko, when he's taking it all day, davar acher. He says, that's when you made a beis yad. You made a handle for the lulav. You're not holding the lulav in your hand b'chlal. You stuck a handle onto the lulav, you tied something onto it, and you're holding that which you tied. You made ilu a handle, and you're holding that sudur, whatever it is that you're holding, you're not holding the lulav. There it doesn't pass to say that it should be a chatzitza. Because you're not holding the lulav even. It's only when you're holding something in your hand, and there's a chatzitza, a davar being chaytzit between the two things, then you can say a chatzitza. But b'chlal, I'm not even holding it, I'm using it as a handle, then that doesn't pass to say there's a chatzitza. It's a chasar nelekicho. Masha'enkin, if there's an eged, and I'm holding the tzar lulav, but there's an eged being mafsik between my hand and the lulav, then there is something which is a chatzitza. There's a dover, I'm trying to hold it, and I'm not holding it because there's a dover which is being chaytas in between. There it passes the lashon of the chatzitza. Why didn't we say just l'kichatama, l'maisel, it's going to add a l'kachtem? So you could say chatzitza, we find in other places, but it's even more than that, l'choril. That it's not just that it's chasar l'kicho. It doesn't pass really to say that it's a chasar of l'kicho, because you have a l'kicho. You took it in your hand. Mamik was a chasar. It's not be'etzem a chasar of l'kicho. The chasar is that it's not a l'kicho tamo. It's not something which is l'kach tem. It's not a l'kicho tamo because there's a davar which is being chaytet. But the nekuda of why it's a chasar, the nekuda is because there's a davar chaytet. Kum tois that there's two drushes that we learn out of l'kach tem. It's really the first din l'kachtem that we said before that tells you it has to be dalam minim, and it has to be mino, and it has to be egen. Then there's the din l'kachtem that you have to take it and maybe l'kicha yidei davar acher lo yishmai nekicha, according to Rabbah. And then there's a l'kachtem that has to be l'kicha tamo. Even when you take it in your hand, you're not holding it by hand. If you're taking it in your hand, there can't be a davar which is being mafsik in between. That's a chatzitza. That's a davar which is being chaytzit, and that's a chasarn v'negeh to l'kicha. Now, there's no din be'etzem, just want to clarify, there's no din be'etzem, even though we're saying that there's a din chatzitza, there's no din that you have to take it in your hand. You have to take it. It doesn't dafka have to be in your hand. And the main of the place can say, Rahman al-Islam, somebody doesn't have a hand, he can take it in his elbow. Somebody that doesn't have an arm, he can take it in his underarm. The dan, what's going to be, can he take it in his teeth? Is that considered a l'kicho? The din l'kicho is a l'kicho, is teeth considered a l'kicho? The Maitha Mishnah Berurah passes not, and Kur Yaakov says that it is. Mishnah Berurah passes that it's not. Somebody asked me an interesting question. He saw that there was a person that Rahman Tzad didn't have hands and he was able to take it with his feet. Not lulav, but many different things he was able to do with his feet. Now, can he take a lulav with his feet? Is that a chasar l'kicho? Is that just a that's l'kicho, which is a l'kicho, which is a bizarion maybe? Is that even though for him it's not a bizarion, what should he do? He doesn't have hands. Is he able to mekayim? He's not able to mekayim it. But since by everybody else it would be a bizarion, then l'chor for him yesh lion whether or not he's allowed to take it. Dainu, what would be somebody that has hands baruch Hashem and he takes it in his under his arm or he takes it in his elbow by his elbow? Would he be yoytzev with the oven? L'chariya? Why not? It doesn't say you have to take a l'kicha dafka in your hand. L'chatchila, we take it in our hand. But for the oven, l'chariya is yoytzev din l'kicha. That's not a bizayin v'chlal. The shayla is to do something, let's say he takes it with his feet. He has hands, and he takes it with his feet. In his mouth, that's a shayla z'nab l'kicha. This maybe he has din l'kicha, but even if it has din l'kicha, maybe it's l'kicha, which is a derech bizayin, kinu we found by Yisachar Ish Bar Kori, that Mishnah says that he was mevazda the kochim by taking it away, by wrapping up his hands. Not that it was a chetzitza, not that it was a chesaron in l'kicha, but it was a bizayin the way that he did it. Yesh la'ayin, yesh lodu. What?
Da?
The machto, the whatchamacallit.
Yeah, the machto says l'kicha.
And nechanami, under the hand, the arm is for sure not. There he got held it. It just rested under his arm that it shouldn't be too heavy. He took it in his arm before him. He held it in his hand. It's the same type, the chayra. It's the zadavar which is being chayt. Well, exactly, we'll find out exactly what the gedarim are. It's a big machlekes. We'll see how much is chaytis. If you have one hair, is that chaytis? When you get to neither, it is chaytis. If it's something is stuck on, even a mashu is chaytis. If it's a zadavar which is machpin, we'll see when you get to lulav, band aids and other things like that. Do you have to take them off? Tefillin, v'chulu. That we'll see la'alach. The last nekuda that I wanted to speak about when it gets to the l'kicho is the etzem l'kicho. The Gemara says v'lakachtem. The Torah says v'lakachtem, and the Gemara says later on mida'ag be'nafik be. Like we said, that as soon as you pick it up, you're yaitzeh, because the Torah says v'lakachtem. I know that there's no chiv to do anything else except minatero, except to pick it up. Mida'ag be'nafik be. As soon as you pick it up, v'lakachtem, you're yaitzeh the din of the l'kicho. So the main effect is shenim. How could you make the bracha every last yasa like we said beforehand? Now, if you held that the na'anuim were an ikar chilek of the mitzvah, then l'chara you'd be able to make the bracha after you pick it up before the na'anuim, because it's ma'akev the mitzvah. But it's mefurish in the Gemara that even though they're ma'akev peronius, they're not ma'akev the mitzvah. They're not ma'akev kima mitzvah, shiori mitzvahin, and they're ma'akev as a peronius, but they're not ma'akev the kima mitzvah. Memela, your yait to the mitzvah midarais as soon as you pick it up, it's a chasaron in over lasiyosoi, if you're already yait to. Now, even though l'chur is not a chiluk of the ikr mitzvah, you're yait to even without it, nevertheless, the Rishonim say that in addition to the anum that they're mesaka mishas halal, like it says in the Mishnah, there's a din to be menanea, even mishas tabrochel. Even though it's not ma'akiv, but it's a chilek, it's so ikr. The lashon of the Ran is that it's, some of the Rishonim say that it's a ikr chilek on the mitzvah. What does it mean it's ikr chilek? You get even without it. What does it mean it's ikr chilek? It means that when you're mekayim the mitzvah, it should be done with na'anuim. Even though they're mesakin the na'anuim together with halal, but it's so such an integral part that the mitzvah should be done with na'anuim. The truth is, that in Batman is very schwer. We know that all halachas, all shiurin are halachas l'moish mi-sinai. The shiur of a lulav is dalet tfachim. That means that halachas l'moish mi-sinai is supposed to take dalet tfachim. Why is a lulav dalet tfachim and hadas and a rava only tmi tfachim? So the Mishnah tells me, that chavtesam and beis. I'll tell you why. Lulav sheyesh by shleish at tfachim kidei l'nanea by kasher. And the Gemara says, what does it mean kidei l'nanea? U kidei l'nanea by you need a fourth tefach kidei l'nanea boy. Why doesn't it say four? Because they say because if your hadas and ravas are five, then your lulav has to be one more than that. It has to be six, possibly. So it always needs an extra tefach kidei l'nanea. Aber was kommt euch, is that the chura, the halacha ma'ish me'sinai, is that you need a lulav of four tefachim. The fourth tefach is for nanuim, but nanuim is not in daraisa. So what's the din of halacha ma'ish me'sinai? Some surface mechadish that you need minatur, you need roil in anea. Kol a roil bila in bila makeves boy. He says it on the Gemara of kotan ayodel in anea, oviv chayiv leknoyis elulav. That Kotten that knows that if you mean anea, lechurid nanuim is only din der rabbanan, lav dafke is din chinuch. Kotten ayudeh loich is aluluf. That's the din which is daraisa. What's up is la nanea? It's as vice as a chelik of the mitzvah with daraisa is that should be roi le naanuim. As they zoktim. But a chiddush la locha, the Birka Yosef, the chidos, brings down from the rid, he says that b'shas atchak, most rishonim hold not this way, the ritzvah says la hedya not this way, the b'shas atchak, even though we could use the luluf which is yavish, and we could use the luluf which is not hodar, and many psulim were used b'shas atchak, but something which is not the right shear, you cannot use the filah b'shas atchak. Says the Birka Yosef, from the rid, if it's only gimel tvachim, b'shas atchak, you can use it. Because the fourth tefach is not makiv minatur, it's only yal t'nanuim. But if there's no nanuim, in echanami, minatur is no nanuim, the mail of b'shas atchak, v'yotze l'chol apachos within the rice, v'tvi tvachim. Kum teisar, agam that nanuim is not a chilek of the mitzvah, but it is an ikur part, even maybe that it's, you need minatur, that it should be, royal and anuim, v'chol aray l'bile yin bile makevis. Now just to be mavar, because I think almost everybody who asked me questions was stuck somewhere along the Rosh and the Ran. Just to be Masakim, the Shitas are Rishonim, Benegeta and Anuim, before we get to the Halacha. The Ikur din Anuim is like the Gemara says, like Shpeshtei Alechem, is Moilech Umevi Milo Murid. Moilech Umevi Milo Murid, and it doesn't even say how much you have to be, which Ruchais. It says you have to be Moilech Umevi, the Misha Dalad Ruchais Shaloi. The Rosh brings down that the Bala Itter says that you do not have to do, you only go in four directions. Up, down, forward, back. It says you don't have to do all four directions. Why don't you have to do all four directions? Because Misha Moishel B'Shtayim, Moishel B'Arba. The Frekta Erlem, and Misha Moishel B'Echad, also Moishel B'Arba. The answer is L'chura, Kepshutai. That if you're going just in one direction, so then even a person could be in one place. Then you're not showing that there's a being which is supreme, that is omnipresent, that's everywhere. You're just showing that he's in one ruach. But if you show that he's in two ruchais, then it's not sure I have to be in two ruchais. No person can be in two ruchais at once. If he's in two ruchais at once, then he's in four ruchais at once. But once you have two ruchais, then you already have the kiyum of arba ruchais. You already know that he's moishel and arba ruchais. The Bala Yitr is moist if he says, the Rosh brings down, that the Bala Yitr says, don't do six. If you do all four ruchais, and up and down, then a total of six. Then l'chura, it's minik chitzenim. Don't do it. Says the Rosh, what does he mean to say? It's like a shesi v'erif. It's like a cross. You're going backwards, sideways, forward, backwards, and both sides. That looks like a cross. Mamele shouldn't do it. Says the Rosh, no. Adar Abba. Fakert, if you're only going to do four, up and down, back and forth, then it's going to look like a Shesi Verif. If you do all six, then it doesn't look like a Shesi Verif. Now, L'chur, Kipshutai, the Rosh is right. Besides for the fact that that is L'maisa, if anybody's seen it, that's how the Goyim cross themselves, up, down, back, forward. But L'chur, if you go all six, then for sure you don't have a cross here. No, what does the Balei Yitzhak mean to say? What's the Dusiach over here? What's the conversation? What's going on? L'chur, there's no Tzad. That should be considered a Shesi Ve'iriv, the way that the Bala Yitzhak says. What's that?
For you it's not a...
That's exactly how they do it. That's exactly how a guy, if you ever saw a cross themselves, they go sideways and then they go up and down.
Forward, backwards, up and down, that's not a cross. Forward, backwards, up and down, for me it's not a cross. Only side to side to side.
It's going side to side. It's going side to side, L'chura. And he doesn't even... Yeah. You could say that. He says Tzaf and Darim. He says maybe you shouldn't go Dafka Tzaf and Darim. He says maybe you could say that. But Lulu Dim Tzafin Amin, Apshad is Azei, Mehektim Divrei, the Rishonim, in Mehektim Divrei Rishonim in the Nanuim. The Shita Tarash, the Rosh brings down what's the Oifen of the Nanuim. So he says that there's a total of 36 Nanuim. The Hainu, he brings down the Rishalmi, all the Rishonim go to Rishalmi that say, that you're supposed to be mananea, gimel pam al kol davar v'davar. That's a big machlokes rishonim. Vos meintes al kol davar v'davar. What is it talking about? So the Rosh understands that al kol davar v'davar means every time that you're moilich or maybe milo married, it should be three times. The Gemara declares that Rav Zera has a shiloh. Is moilich one and maybe one, and then you have to do three and three? Or is moilich and maybe one, and you just have to do three? Then afkamina is, would you do 18 times or 36 times? comes out, the Rosh says, we go to Chumrah, even though Nanum is only Din Darabanan, Mishum Chaviv is a mitzvah, we go to Chumrah, and you're supposed to do three, Sai Bahi Halacha, Sai Bahi Bah. Total of 36. That means four, one, two, three, one, two, three, however you do it, each person can feed Min Hogam, as we'll see. Kumtas, you do three in each direction. Now, Lechera, he doesn't say that you have to shake the lulav b'chlal. You don't have to shuckle the lulav. You don't have to be mikaskes ba'al in kolashin apoyskim. That we don't find that the Rush says that. Just going back and forth three times, that is the nanuim. That's what it would seem. If you look at the carbon asana there, the carbon asana says lahedya not that way. This is the way the Beis Yosef learned. The carbon asana says not that way. The carbon asana says no, you're going once in each direction. But each time, you shake the lulav three times. One, two, three. One, two, three. As you go back, that's a total of 36. So you're only going in each direction one time, but it's in three steps. One, two, three. One, two, three. So you're going in each direction. Each halacha is made up of three. And you're doing each halacha, each shiva. So kumtais, you're only taking the lulav backwards and forwards one time in each direction, but it's a total of 36 nanuim in each direction. As they learned the Karban Asana B'das HaRosh. It's Mechlekes B'das HaRosh had to learn. The Ran brings down three other pshatim. I shouldn't say three other pshatim, depending on how to go in the Rosh. It's whether or not three other pshatim or two other pshatim. The Ran, the first pshat in the Ran is as follows. He says, Moylechu Mevi Ma'ilu Merid Al Kol Dover V'Dover means that every time that you're supposed to do an Anuin, you're supposed to do Moylechu Mevi Ma'ilu Merid. Now, Moylech Umevi, Maile Umerid, that's how many times? Moylech Umevi, Moylech Umevi, Maile Umerid. That's two times? Or four times? How many times is that? So he says, Maile Umerid, anytime you go up, you have to go down. There's no way that you can continue without going down at some point. So Mamela, Maile and Merid is one. Now there's a question, Moylech Umevi, is that one or two? So the Shaila is, do we do Moylech, Mevi, Maile, Merid? That's three. Why is that three? Marlech, one. Maybe two. Marlech, Marid, three. Or no, Marlech, maybe is one. Marlech, maybe one. Marlech, Marid, another one. Marlech, maybe three. That's what we do, he says. That's the total amount of na'anuim. Marlech, maybe, Marlech, Marid, Marlech, maybe. That's all that you do. That's your, no 36. Gag, all you have is six. That's all you have. The second shot he brings is the Rambam. Al kol davar v'davar, that you need gimel pamim, means that every time that you have to be menaneah, you have to do it three times, but every halacha v'hoivah, you do it three times. That means that you're in a chanami, you only bring, you take your lulav in one direction. One, in each direction one time, but you shake it three times as you go. And the Gemara Shaila is, do you have to shake it three times, one, two, three, just by halacha and hava together, or in the halacha and in the hava? This is lechur, like the Karban Asana learned, Bidas Rosh. You're going once in each direction, but three nanuim along the way, and three nanuim on the way back. That's the Shitas HaRambam, which he says is also the Shitas HaRif. The Rif says, aside from the Moylech Umevi, there's also the Nanuim. In addition to going this direction, you also have to shake the Luv three times. The last shot that he says, and this seems the way that the Ran goes, is that you first do Moylech Umevi, Maylu Merid, and then you shake the Luv three times. In other words, you finish all your Nanuim, Moylech Umevi, Maylu Merid, and when you have it back, then you shake three times. One, two, three. About those three times at the end, that's what the Gemara asked. One, two, three, or one, two, three. About those na'anuim, that's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking, Tarach la'ananeh b'kol davar, doesn't mean on the halacha and the hava. Al-kol davar v'davar doesn't mean every time that you do your halal. Al-kol davar v'davar means that gimel na'anuim is, the Gemara Shaila of halacha and hava one or two? It doesn't mean when you're going actually in that direction. You do that beforehand. In each direction you go beforehand, and when you finish, you do three nanuim. One, two, three. Every time you shake, after you finish pointing in all the directions, you shake three times. One, two, three. And that the Gemara is asking, is it one, two, three,
Or is it one, two, three? Do you go back and forth each time? Or do you go one in one direction, two back to you, and one again in the next direction? That's the Gemara class. That's the Choro, the Mahalchim that we saw in the Nanuim. Now, Kumtais, getting back to the original question, we asked, what's Pshat in the Baal HaEtzer? The Baal HaEtzer says that it's not Shesi Ve'ir if you do up and down, back and forth, only if you go into all four directions. What's the Pshat? If you learned like the first Pshat that the Ran brought down, that every time that you're Maila, you have to be Murid, that means that according to him, when you're Maila Murid, you go up and you don't go down. He's saying every time you're Maila, you have to be Murid. But if Murid means that you actually go down towards the bottom, then every time I'm Maila, I don't have to be Murid to the bottom. Elamine, Maila Murid just means Maila and Murid back to how you were. Can I get your chest? That's exactly what the Murid is. Kumtais, that's not a Shesi Bechlal. That's not a Shesi Ve'eriv. It's like what they do nowadays, they make a plus. I don't know if the people realize, Israelis, they don't make a plus like they do in America, like which looks a little bit like a cross. They make a plus which is only, it's flat at the bottom, and there's a little piece, it's like upside down kamat. That's exactly how it is according to the Farshita. Moilech umevi, maile umerid. You're not going down. So you're not making a cross b'chol. It's only if you go in all four directions, then it's possible that you can be considered a cross. And that the Ran says, and that the Rush says, no, fakir. If it's everything is horizontal and nothing is vertical, then in Hanami that's not considered a cross. Only if you do two like the Baal HaEtzer, that would be a problem of Shesi Ve'eriv. But we do it in all six directions, Memela, there's no problem of Shesi Ve'eriv.